More with Mo. I am Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. As usual, I am joined by the greatest photographer in the world, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you, sir.
My guest today is a girl that I'm going to allow, woman, I take that back, I apologize, that I'm going to allow to describe herself a little bit better in what she does. My guest is Lucy Vaughn. Lucy, hello. Tell me about yourself.
In terms of what I do, where do I go?
Yes. What I know that you do is that you travel around the country.
Correct.
And you educate store owners, store employees about sex toys.
Yes.
Let her tell you.
Hey, hold on. More with Dick. I just wanted to set her up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead. I kind of threw you out there. So go ahead. Tell me what you do for a living.
I do, I'm a sales manager at Evolve Novelties, which is a big toy manufacturer. So I do sales of dildos and sex toys and lubricants and all sorts of fun stuff. And I also travel around the United States and teach people how to sell them.
Okay.
And what are the important key aspects? What makes our brand different from other brands? Why our toys are better than other people's toys? Differences in materials and lubricants and all sorts of fun stuff.
Now, why is your toys better than other people's toys?
Well, we have one of the best warranties in the industry.
Why do you need a warranty if it's so good?
Well, things happen. Well, here's why we have a warranty. Because even if it's not our fault, it's your fault, we'll still replace it.
Oh, I like that.
Other companies will not. And they'll ask you to pay for it, too.
Now, what just came off the top of my head real quick, because I've had this problem with my girlfriend, where we've bought a sex toy from whatever company.
Yep.
Not necessarily yours, although she has purchased from your company
and
enjoyed the product. But there's certain toys out there that burn her, or that when she puts it in, she can feel
it. The type of material.
And yes. Somebody said that if you just lick it first, before you put it in, that you'll taste the tingling, or you'll feel the tingling on your tongue.
It's typically, if people are having issues with materials, she's either allergic to latex or there's phthalates in there.
No, if it's not something where, because if we use condoms, which we sometimes do, if we use condoms, then she doesn't have a problem there. But so it could be something else in the toy material.
Correct. Typically, if people have redness, irritation, rashiness, it's phthalates.
Wow.
Which is not good stuff.
So why are they still in toys then?
Because the FDA hasn't really done anything to regulate it. In Europe right now, it's actually illegal to distribute anything with phthalates in there. It hasn't quite hit the U.S. yet. For children's toys, it's actually completely legal to have it in anything. That's how they first discovered the issues with it, in baby bottles and pacifiers.
Oh, wow.
Because when it's absorbed into your bloodstream, it can link back to cancer.
Well, this is a great way to start off the show. We all go back to cancer.
Cancer.
It's like WebMD.
Sex toys and cancer.
So I got a question. Yes. Mm-hmm. From the crowd here.
Yes, number Mr. Avery, in the back.
Exactly. In the back row. Give him the mic. What's the best-selling toy you guys have?
In our line, it's either going to be our Dreammaker, which is one of our rabbit vibrators, which is internal and external. There's 625 combinations that you can do with the toy, all controlled independently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun, maybe not a beginner toy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really great one. We have some great bendable toys, so you completely conform it to fit your body.
Right.
And yeah. We have a male line, too. We have zero-tolerance toys as well with masturbator sleeve, lubricants, DVD kits, all sorts of fun stuff.
Now, I've tried out the masturbator sleeves, and I know there's certain companies, not to throw out every plug in the world, but you know, I've seen Fleshlights. I've seen the masturbator sleeves. I tried one out one time. They just had like little nubbies inside.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, I realized my hand does a better job. I'm fine with it. Is this something that's people just try out because they think it's going to be fun, or do people actually enjoy the product and use it repeatedly?
Certain guys will use it repeatedly, just, you know, it's not their hand. It feels like it's another person, which is really the main difference between using your hand and a toy. So it's like someone else is there. They can pretend for a moment that it's not just them again masturbating by themselves. So
I'm fine with myself, and I think it's the best 90 seconds of my day. So I'm completely cool with that.
Some guys are a little insecure. Or you can get ones that are different colors. They have alien ones. There's a blue Avatar one.
You might,
there's all sorts of weird
stuff. What happens if you
stuff.
Have carpal tunnel syndrome? Maybe you do need the toy. Because the carpal tunnel syndrome, it hurts your hand.
Liberator makes a type of furniture that you can stick your Fleshlight into it, and then you can just like bang the furniture. So it's hands-free.
I wish there sometimes were as video on this show because the look on my face must have been classic.
I used to say, save your money and go get a hooker.
You could bang your couch?
I haven't banged my couch since I was like 11.
I mean, realistically, you could put any masturbator sleeve in the like crevice of a couch and just bang your couch.
And I am.
There's a reason why I don't have a couch.
So when you're going around...
My couch left me.
When you're going around the country, obviously we're very liberal. We're open-minded here in LA, so we like to believe. When you go to a state where they're maybe considered less
Well, there's still states we can't ship DVDs or toys to.
So, say, I think like
Alabama's one. Oklahoma, we can't do hardcore movies or anything like that. So, I usually give gift bags away when I do trainings and everything. And I gave them DVDs and they're like, oh, is this real porn? Like, it's real, like, action? I'm like, yeah, no, it's not cable version. It's actual
stuff. So, there are still stores there where you can go and you train these people.
Oh, yeah. They have stores there, but there's a weird different loopholes. And if it's a free gift in a magazine, you can technically give away DVDs, but you can't sell them.
So what are the most popular questions? What do most people ask you?
What do they want to know?
What do they pull you aside and go, okay, what I really want to know is this.
Sometimes they want to tell you your personal stories, which is always, you know, you don't necessarily want to hear those things. Especially after working in a store for many years myself, you turn into a therapist for everyone that comes in there. Mm-hmm. So they particularly want to ask about products that I have. What does this do? What does that do? Not too many general sex questions. It depends on how long the person has been working in the store too, and how educated they are.
Do they ever say like, so how do I fuck my husband in the ass with a strap on? How do I talk him into that?
We do talk about that sometimes if they want to start pegging their husband or whatnot, which is the actual term.
Yeah. No, pegging. I know that. We did a whole episode on pegging. I did it with five women and me by myself, and they offered to like do it live on TV. I was like, no, no. No.
No, but how does that question come out? I would imagine. I mean, we're free. We work around the adult industry. We're used to these kind of stuff, these kind of questions. How does somebody come up to you and go, so, hey, I was wondering, I kind of want to put something in my husband's butt. How do they approach you with this question?
Store employees are usually super open, so they'll just throw it right out there. If it's a customer, it kind of depends on how the customer is. I mean, I've had people come in where they can't even say vagina. Like, they're just like, you know, and they point. just like, can I get something? And I'm like, you can say vagina. It's okay. But it just depends on the person, really.
I call it the moneymaker.
Yours makes a lot of money for you?
Mine doesn't. There you know. But I know plenty that do.
Now, obviously, most sex toys you hear about are for women. You see all the vibrators, the dildos, all those type of things. I was actually kind of shocked. I won't say shocked because I'm rarely shocked anymore. But somebody was pointing out we got a bunch of big toys for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get it from the girls' section. We got it from the guys' section.
Oh,
and they're
yes.
the gigantic butt plugs that are like enormous, enormous toys. Do women actually use those as well? Or is it just...
Butt plug-wise, no. Mainly gay men will buy the giant butt toys.
Yeah.
Because they want to practice fisting. I had a man come into the store once and he asked me, he wanted all the biggest toys that we had because he wanted to get ready for fisting. So we went around the store and looked for all the different toys. One thing was called Mr. Universe. There were a couple other dildos that I gave him, but he wanted our biggest toys, put everything in his little backpack and then left. He was an interesting man.
Like, I could just say, I would love to see him go into Toys R Us and ask the same question.
He's like, what are your biggest toys? I want to fist myself. And I was like, well.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And just came right out and said.
Just came right out and said, I was like, all right, let's go see what we got.
I want to see him do that at Toys R Us, though. And they're like, okay, we got these Lincoln Logs. They're amazing. Legos. We got to build a big.
Tinker toys.
Exactly.
And here's Buzz Lightyear.
Exactly.
Your own butt plug out of Legos. New kits.
No, actually going with that, last night I was at an office store, Staples, and they had a 3D printer. Have you had anything like that where I'm looking and they have little objects and things that they've made out of a 3D printer? Have you...
People are going to start making their own dildos?
Are people going to be 3D. Making their own 3D dildos?
I don't know how that works and if it's... I mean, you could technically make
They can make
dildo.
A gun. They can make
No, it, I mean, it's hard plastic and you look at it and it doesn't look like a smooth... I mean, it looks like a cheap piece of plastic and you look at a printer being $1,300. You go, what the fuck am I making out of this? But I was just thinking is suddenly, you know, there's the... where you can create your own dildo of yourself where the guy sticks his dick in some sort of goop. And,
oh, yeah, we did that once. It's pink.
Ooh.
It's on my vanity.
It's on your vanity?
Yeah,
now, wait. Who did you do this with?
We did my husband's penis.
Oh. Was it worth it?
It was worth it, although he was very upset because when you put it in the tube, because he curves to the left, it didn't quite... The tube made it sit a little smaller, so he constantly compares the dildo to his own self to show me that he is longer.
Still to this day, he points
out.
No,
he hasn't done it in a while, but at first he wanted to make sure that...
Oh, I would be doing the exact same thing, pointing out, no, look, this is the difference.
It did. We looked at both, and we We checked all the differences between
A question about vibrators.
Yes.
Most girls that I work with and know, they all swear and love the Hitachi.
I have one plugged in next to my bed every day.
Every girl does. Every it's smart
easy.
Girl.
It's simple. It's straight to the point. You don't have to worry about
it. Every smart girl I know, like I always say, has one right next to the clock. Like there's a vibrator. And the Hitachi, like I said, there's about... I always say like 90% girls love a Hitachi.
Mm-hmm.
There's that small 10% that don't, and they might like a little something different, like an egg or a pocket rocket, all these different things. The problem I always say with the Hitachi is that they're powerful and great.
Correct.
But you got to plug them in.
True. But now there's a lot of companies that are making rechargeable or battery operated body wands.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it.
We have one here. I have one here somewhere. But the problem is it's just not quite as powerful.
It's because you're not plugging it in. You can't get the same power with a battery operated toy as if plugging it into something. Yeah. So Hitachi's it.
Yeah. Do you think Hitachi knows that
they do?
Oh,
that's
totally
what they
do.
They changed their name. It's not
the magic wand.
It's the magic wand now.
Okay.
Trust me, they know.
Brand new, repackaged, whole new thing. It's great.
Now, is your husband jealous of the Hitachi, the magic wand?
No, because I've used it on him sometimes. Actually, well, the first thing we actually did with it was I did give him a back massage.
Mm-hmm.
But no, sometimes...
How nice of you.
I know, right? It was the first thing.
The back or the backside?
Oh.
Well, afterwards, if you put the Hitachi right underneath the testicles on the perineum, it's quite fun.
Well, now that you say that, because my girlfriend has one of these.
I knew this was coming.
Exactly. You know this was coming.
See,
no, so she went through, and I'm not jealous of it. I just can't keep up with that thing. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, you get yours, you're fine. I'm man enough to admit I can't keep up with that fucking lawnmower of a sex toy. But we decided to do a video clip using the toy.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it where just using the Hitachi, she was able to get me off just using the Hitachi, just rubbing up and down my dick, doing the whole thing. And it was a great experience. Now, I'm not going to sit at home and do this myself, but it was a fun experience.
There's actually attachments you can buy for the Hitachi now, like internal pieces. There's one that's blue. It kind of looks like Gonzo. You can buy, we actually put like eyes on it once in the store. It totally looks like the Muppet. And there's masturbation sleeves that you can get to put on there too. So basically you're like using the Hitachi up and down an actual sleeve.
I see, that's
penis.
An interesting. Yeah. So out of all these things, where are the kinkiest people in this fine country of ours?
Most disturbed, fucked up.
Like the people that are into dirty shit.
Middle of the, there's a lot of animal blow up dolls in certain Midwest stores.
We're going to pause right here. Okay. Animal blow-up dolls.
Yeah.
What are we talking? Are we...
There's sheep. There's pigs.
And these aren't as a joke.
They're technically a joke. But I've heard stores sell a lot of those in certain areas.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
There's that.
Okay. So besides the animal
stuff. Like that or... Yeah. Midwest is a little weird. Depends on where you are.
Are they just out there and lonely? And
I mean, I've been to stores where there's no hotel, like within 20 miles. It's just on the interstate. It's cornfields and then a store.
You ever hear of the store? I think it's in Florida, Farvella.
Farvella. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a huge setup in there. Mm. They have a really, really nice store. They do it well. They have the whole couples kind of branding look down.
They are friends of mine, old friends of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like the staples of sex toy stores.
Yeah. Right?
They're like massive.
They're really, really good.
I've never been, but I just know that they're massive. Like huge.
Yeah, I've been to like 3 floor places, all sorts of different ones. Actually, one I just visited in El Paso, Texas has a drive-in X-rated movie theater that I would really like to go back to and check out.
Oh,
in
way.
Blu-ray, it's still actually. It's still open.
Because I know there was one that closed down.
Yeah,
and the
they still have it.
Where's this at?
In El Paso, in Texas. Yeah.
They closed it down for a little while, and the last movie they showed, and this is just before I got into porn, so about 7 years ago, the last movie they showed was Deep Throat, and they were closing the place down, so it looked like they reopened.
A drive-in.
He's got like 10 acres of land.
It's like a classic drive-in. Oh. I almost drove over there for the last showing of Deep
Throat.
I think
they're like,
Megaplex is the name of the store.
I can just see them like, yeah, bring your gun and come watch a porno. Like Texas.
Which is always funny when I'm in stores in Oklahoma or Kansas or anything. There's do not bring your firearm signs all over the stores.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which is a smart move.
Which is true. It's like, don't bring your children or guns into the sex store, please.
Yeah.
Which people do bring their children in there?
Just bring drugs.
Is that for education or just
It's ridiculous how many people with like toddlers or eight-year-olds I had to tell them to leave the store because your child cannot be in here.
Oh, they just walk in.
They just walk in. And they know. They're just like, oh, they don't get
it. You did say it was a toy store.
He's reaching for the dildo over there. Can you please take him out?
I want that one, Mommy. Exactly. It looks like mine.
The only time I let someone under 18 in the store was this mother who was great, had been talking to her son about masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
He was 15 and he really, really wanted a fleshlight. So she was going to go buy him a fleshlight and she wasn't sure which one he'd want. So I let him come in quick, pick it out, and then I made him leave, and then she bought the fleshlight for him.
So for all the fans out there, which fleshlight did he choose?
Oh, I don't remember. It was some basic girl version. I think it was just the regular vagina.
The Misty what? Stone.
Well, Super back in the day when I worked in stores, we didn't have all the celebrity ones. We had the regular vagina, the mouth, the butt, ribbed, non-ribbed, you know, stamina one, which was supposed to train you to last longer.
And does it?
I've heard from some people... It does. I don't know.
Why would you want to be last longer? Wouldn't you just want to get it done and go?
No,
on and go
no. That's my. That is all about.
Let's go. I got better things to do.
Move on. Exactly. I'm not here. It's just.
I'll give you the best 90 seconds of your life.
So if it's ribbed, is it actually for her pleasure?
Depends on if her vagina can feel it or not.
Yeah. I tried those condoms early on, you know, the ribbed ones. Oh. That's like, ooh, for her pleasure.
I feel like you really can't feel it. Like, yeah, it's just pointless.
Since when is it about her pleasure?
Always about point. Her pleasure.
I don't know about that.
I can't wait till the girlfriend hears this and goes, he's exactly right. He's describing you perfectly. So.
No, I just feel like...
That's why you're okay with the Hitachi.
I'm totally... Okay, this is my biggest thing, and this is... I don't know if you have sex toys laying around your house.
Yes.
But my girlfriend does cam shows, mm-hmm. and it'll be on... You know, she'll be doing it, and we'll do dinner. I'll come home with dinner and laying on one end of the coffee table is, you know, 15 different sex toys that she's been using on a cam. And my rule is no sex toys on the table while we're eating.
That's a good rule.
I think that was a fair. It's like the last thing I want to see is that thing that you shoved up inside you for some other dude while I'm trying to eat my In-N-Out.
The only toys we really have in the living room are for decoration only.
Well, those are fun.
Yeah.
Glass?
I do have a glass one. I was going through my box the other day and I found one that looked like a tentacle. So it's on our mantle right now.
Oh, is it pink?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that. Yeah. That's the cool. whole Japanese thing is really.
Some of the glass ones are pretty cool, but I
there's a company called Phallix.
Yeah.
That makes them and they have like spun gold in there. They're beautiful.
I saw this one they did once that had like it had a battery powered light at the bottom of the base and it like lit up and it literally looked like, you know, a lightsaber. It was just really amazing. They do really good work.
Yeah. I had a little old lady come in once and bought a bunch of them because she wanted to decorate her kitchen with them.
So I got an industry question. Mm-hmm. Do you go to this show? I'm assuming you go to AAEE and all that stuff.
Oh,
like
yes.
That, and the conventions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you meet, like, there you get to see more civilians coming in and looking at stuff like that?
Not really. We're usually in the business-to-business section because we just deal with toy buyers and owners and different things like that.
How many stores would you say you guys supply in America? Just a guess. A guesstimate.
We are 50, probably... 100? We're probably in 90% of all sex stores.
Which is about how many would you say? Just guess.
Thousands,
yeah,
at least. I mean, a couple of, like, one of the store chains that I just visited recently, like through Ohio and stuff, they themselves have about 50 stores right now. We have a couple of chains that we deal with that are in 40s or 50 chains.
Wow. And what state has the most? Do you know?
Detroit's got a lot. I go to Detroit a lot. There's a lot of companies based there. You would think, right? But there's a lot of sex toys there. Detroit's got a lot of stuff. California.
Well, they're just fucked up.
Oregon has a lot.
They're fucked up too. I come from Oregon. We didn't have that kind of stuff when I was up there. Them Californians.
You don't have sales tax, which is nice.
That is very nice. No sales tax in Oregon. I was gonna drive up there to buy my computer, and then I realized I'd probably save more money by not driving.
Exactly.
There, so you travel all over the country.
Correct.
And so you love your job?
I do love my job. It's lots of fun.
Well, perfect. And you do review sex toys as well.
I do review sex toys as well.
For?
I have my own website called sexyblogtime.com, which I don't do as much as I used to because I'm on a computer all day at work and then I come home and the last thing I want to do is be on a computer again. But I do things from time to time there. But I also review toys every month for XBiz as well.
Oh, so what's your favorite toy this year?
What's the toy of the year?
Oh, God.
What will every girl want in her stocking this year? Literally, well, her is it stocking.
I mean, what size is the stocking?
It could be a large stocking. Mm. We work in porn.
I know, right? I don't know what the since best when does size matter? Stuff is. New Sensations has been having some really cool new items coming out, which I like. Lilo's really great. Yeah, I don't know what the new crazy thing is this year. Bondage, of course. Everyone's coming up with some bondage stuff because the 50 Shades of Grey thing, which is kind of played out at this point.
Makes me want to puke.
Still talking
so
about
So what's the worst? Without naming names or name names, I want you to name names. What is the worst toy you've worked, you reviewed, seen, played with this in the past 6 months?
In the past 6 months. Oh, God, there's so many of them. I don't even know.
the list, because, I mean, you see a lot of sex toys.
It's sad sometimes, too, when I get toys from particular companies. I know it's just going to be bad. I know it's going to smell like phthalates. I don't want to, like, put it near me. Like, at that point, I'm like, just go away. It smells.
And go away, it smells.
And go away, it smells.
If somebody came to you and said, hey, I need to go buy some sex toys or sex fun stuff, what store would you send them to if they came to L.A.?
Oh, to L.A.? Well,
that would be good service.
Touch of Romance is a really, really great chain. Their corporation is named PK, and they have three different chains. There's Condom Rev, Touch of Romance, and Lovers.
Mm. And I've heard of it. I've never been.
Really, really great store.
You don't send them to the Hustler store?
No. Because you know what? The girls at Touch of Romance are so educated. They know everything. Like, not just about toys, but about sexual wellness and health and education. And they could answer any of your questions. So in terms of who I would trust best with your sexual knowledge and health, I would send you there as opposed to a Hustler store. Mm. I think the people that work at a Hustler store are more like, ooh, it's a Hustler store. They don't really care about that customer that comes in. Those girls will care about like what you're putting and using on your body.
Yeah. Whenever I've bought stuff, I end up going to the Pleasure Chest just because I've always thought they were cool.
I worked at the New York version of the Pleasure Chest, and they're also extremely educational.
I like the stock room.
That's a little out of my.
Stock room's got some creepy people there, so I'm guessing you like that creepy stuff.
No, my friends used to work there, first of all, and mm-hmm. I used to have friends that worked there, and they've been kind of supportive of us. But they can be a little creepy.
I worked there for a minute when I first got out here, but then they wanted me in marketing, and I wasn't quite a marketing person, so
yeah,
I just ended up involved.
I had some good friends that worked there, and they all moved on.
They got some interesting stuff there.
Yeah, I'm starting to think like, why do I go there? I'm thinking, I think it's the discount.
Pleasure Chest is the same thing with me.
It's like all of a sudden like, yeah, it's the discount.
They have a great product and their shop is really, it's a cool looking shop. And online they have a ton of stuff. I mean, I've always thought that they had some amazing stuff.
I don't remember the last time I paid for a sex toy.
that's like me when I used to say for 30 years, I can't remember the last time I paid for a ticket
really
for a concert
don't.
or bought a CD or bought a movie or bought anything. Exactly. Like, I don't buy any of that stuff.
So you travel all over. Where can we? I find out on Twitter. Where else can we find out about your travel experiences?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, sexyblogtime.com.
What's your Twitter account?
LucyVon11.
LucyVon11.
Which is back from the IM days with AOL Instant Messenger when my screen name was LucyVon11, and I was gonna take the numbers off of it because I was like, well, that's kind of childish, but I kind of like it, so I'm keeping it.
So you're old school.
I'm old school.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us about sex toys. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter, Mo XXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, to see all sorts of cool behind-the-scenes photos that I put up there from shoots that I'm on. And we'll talk to you guys later.